This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 236 for Friday, January 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly higher in Friday afternoon, with gains in the front months, while the more deferred positions are mixed. At the final settlement, the March canola contract is up $1.30 at $638.70 per ton, and the May contract also adds $1.30 at $647.60 per ton. There is some support from increases in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil, but declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with European rapeseed, are limiting those increases. Crude oil turns around to nudge up, with spillover going into the vegetable oils. Canola supplies continue to tighten as exports and domestic use remain strong. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for the week ending January 19th are more than 202,000 tons and little change from the previous week, as is domestic use of nearly 230,000 tons. An analyst suggests canola's only saving grace when it comes to the changes made to the Section 45Z biofuel tax credit in the United States is for the new Trump administration to revert to the previous requirements. Earlier this month, those new changes excluded canola from the tax credit. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday afternoon, with the loonie rising to 69.7 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 69.58. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report for the week ending January 16th, with soybeans coming in at 1.49 million tons. Soy meal exports are almost 209,000 tons, and those for soy oil are 2,900 tons. While soybeans and soy meal are within trade expectations, soy oil falls well short. Export sales of U.S. corn are 1.66 million tons and near the high end of trade predictions, but U.S. wheat is below trade guesses at about 165,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday afternoon. The March contract gives up 10 cents at $10.56 per bushel. March soy oil nudges up by almost 2/10 of a cent at 45.22 cents per pound. March soy meal drops $10.40 at $304.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn loses 3 cents at $486.50 per bushel. March oats fall 7 cents at $3.60. The U.S. wheat complex slides back, with Chicago March giving up a dime at $5.44. Kansas City March retreats 11 cents at $5.59.50. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March pulls back 9.5 cents at $5.95. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, January 24th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.